Alright, there we go. I think we're rolling now, so yay! Wow, it's been 2 years since I took my mom and my brother to go see Weird Al, and I have to say, that was awesome. It was so much fun. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I don't like Weird Al, because it wasn't cool. And now that I'm older, I'm like, dude, Weird Al's the shit! I don't know why I didn't like it when I was a kid, but I love it, so... Yeah. Ugh. So, honestly, y'all, I'm probably not going to be doing a lot of talking. It hurts. So, I actually did something stupid. I'm going to tell you guys, if you hug somebody, hug them responsibly. And I know it sounds weird, but trust me, this dumb girl lives by facts. And I'll tell you right now, it hurts. So, last night, I love to give hugs. Y'all know me, I'm a hugger. H to the G R. Hugger, hugger, hugger. Anyway, so I'm at Maxine's and I'm hanging out, whatever. And my friend Ryan gets a hug before I do. And I was like, no. I don't get a hug. So Will, with one L, comes over and I lean over the patio and he hugs me. But when he hugs, he puts a little extra, like, force in it, like strength, and it hurts. But it feels good. This one, when he hugged me, and I've been over the patio, I just heard crack. I heard a loud, like, crack. And I was like, oh, shit, that was my back. I was like, it has to... Damn it, I didn't push record on this one. Ugh. Okay, anyway. So, he gives me a hug, and I lean back, and I'm like, oh. Like, it takes me a minute to figure out what happened. And we get to the car, and I was like, you okay? And I'm like, no, my stomach under my boobs hurts. I don't know what happened. And I was like, I think Will kind of, like, messed up my stomach. And, like, no, I think he cracked two ribs. Like, because I remember when he hugged me, all I heard was, like, bone snap. And I was like, damn, that hurts. So, yeah, Lacey Lou hurt herself. I'm no stranger to pain, and I'm pretty dumb sometimes. I'm not dumb, I just do dumb things and hurt myself. And also, I gotta say that I'm really glad Squeeze Box has opened up next door for, again. Like, I know they've been open, but they did this thing where, like, they were closed on, like, Monday, Tuesday or something, and then, like, they were closed this day, and they closed this day, and I was like, y'all, make up your minds. Like, it was better parking spots on Tuesdays, because no one was here, but I saw one of the Squeeze Box guys, and I kind of, like, I'm now having to high-five people because I can't hug, so I high-fived him. And I was like, man, I'm so glad to see y'all back. I love the Squeeze Box guys. Like, y'all are so cool. Y'all always come over and just, like, chill with me, like, talk your shit, hang out. So, it was really cool. So, yeah, that's a thing. but yeah, I'm probably not going to be talking a lot because I hurt. Like, I hurt so bad. Brian and I were trying to watch Free From Hell last night, which is still not the greatest. You know, I love Rob Zombie. But Three from Hell, it's just kind of like a cheap knockoff of Devil's Rejects. And I hate to say that because I love Rob Zombie. Like, I've seen him in concert. That man can put on a hell of a show. And boobies all in the audience. Oh, my God. Oh, it was a great show. Anyway, so Three from Hell, we're trying to watch that. And I passed out. And he's, like, over there just watching me doing whatever. He passed out, too, I think. But I, who did?
Oh, it's Miss Holly! Hi!
Oh, she didn't see me.
Damn it! I love you! Signora Gatto!
Anyway, so I wake up and I'm just crying. Like, I'm crying. I'm like, and he's like, come on, baby, let's go to bed. I'm like, I can't move. Like, I know I'm playing, but I can't move. So, sweetest thing ever is he picked me up and, like, carried me to the bed. And I'm over here like, oh! Like, I'm sad and I'm hurting, but, like, I'm so happy about this. Like, damn, this is what it's like to be taken care of. Thank you. Like, I get shit on a lot. Like, damn. This is really nice. Like, anyway, but yeah, no. So, if you are going to hug your friends, please hug responsibly because you can get hurt. I know it sounds funny and I know I'm funny, but... I'm adding the G in front of literally. Glitterally mean hug responsibly, hug safely, because you can hurt yourself. And there's all kinds of hugs. There's the awkward hug, there's the bear hug, then the T-Rex hug. That's so. So, for those just now tuning in, I am the infamous, rebellious, and mischievous Miss Lacey Lou, and you are tuned in, spaced out to Undiscovered and Undefined here from till 10 o'clock tonight. So, what'll I be playing? I don't know. Who'll be dropping by? I don't know. You have to stay tuned in and spaced out to find out who and what is going to be dropping by the station, because it's never a dull time. It's never a dull moment. And I just, I keep the vibes going. I keep the good vibes circulating. I got music for you. I got new music, all right? And I got a heads up. So, Pokey Lafarge. Y'all know I'm a Pokey fan. I love Pokey. He has a new album coming out September 10th. And I'm excited that I have one of his new singles off of that album going to be playing soon. So it's called Fine to Me, and honestly, I like it. I got a lot of sweet music, got a lot of good music, got a lot of weird shit. Like, y'all know me, I'm not going to have normal stuff. It's not a Lacey Lou show unless you've got weird tunes. So anyway, you guys, stay tuned in, stay spaced out, hug responsibly, and stay weird, stay creepy. And also, yesterday marks 69 days. Not that dude. Hell no, you best keep walking, bro. We ain't, I know that dude. He can just go the hill that way. Go that way. Over there. He didn't see me, thank God. Anyway, so, crap. Yeah, yesterday was 69 days until Halloween. Nice. And also, yesterday was Mama P's birthday. Happy birthday, Mama P. I love you. You're out. You're so sweet. I haven't seen her in the store in a while. It's funny because, like, almost like a year ago, I was like, man, I haven't seen Mama P. And they were like, my coworker P was like, who's Mama P? And she walked in and I was like, Mama P! Like, I went crazy. And she goes, oh, this lady? And she named her and I was like, yeah, she does a radio show on Saturday mornings. So I was like, sometimes I get up and I listen to it. I was like, she's really cool. I love this woman. So, yeah. Happy birthday, Mama P. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, all the Leos. It is Leo season, but it is almost spooky season, and I am ready. I am knitting pumpkins. I am buying Halloween stuff I don't need. I'm going to buy myself a life-size skeleton and keep it in my car because I think it'll be fun to creep people out with a skeleton. Wait, why not? And honestly, there's a lot of really cool Halloween stuff, so I found a little door plaque that says, not all witches live in Salem. And I was like, I need this. Like, I didn't have money, but I was like, I can get money to go buy Halloween stuff. I shouldn't, but I can. So, anyway, I'm gonna go take some ibuprofen or something because I'm hurting. I've had my gallbladder taken out, and I know stomach pain, surgery stomach pain is real. But also, I didn't realize how much it hurts, like, Ryan's told me he's cracked his ribs before, and I was like, oh, I can't be that. He's cracked his ribs. He's like, oh, I can't. I was like, oh, I can't be that bad. No, it's bad. It hurts. I can't laugh. I can't cough. God forbid I fart. I can't do anything. Like, I get hurts to take a deep breath. And then God forbid I get excited about something. I'm all like, oh, and ow. Like, I'm a danger to myself. Swear to God, I need a straitjacket and a padded room, but maybe later. Maybe I'll go on a week vacation to a psych ward. Hey. Anyway, this tune coming up now is a song about hugging responsibly. It is by the Aquabats, and it is called Hey Homies. So, stay tuned in, stay spaced out. I am the infamous, rebellious, and mischievous Miss Lacey Lou, and I will be right back with you. So, bye. Stay creepy. Oh, yeah.
Thugs, unless those thugs was giving out hugs. Hey, ladies. I give a hug to the man. Let's hug it.
Now 360 hug. Whee!
And wake up. When mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you. distraction. No worry, man. Ain't in no rush, sir. I take my time with my starshine, my rain and moon. If I'm a fool, baby, I'll be back soon for my boogaloo.
Some leftover beer. This is KUHSLP, Hot Springs, Arkansas, 102.5, your solar-powered community radio station.
And this is Undiscovered and Undefined, and just like the Show and Tellers, which also formed later into Sad Daddy, I ain't getting lucky tonight. I hurt so bad. Like, it hurts to cough, it hurts to move, everything. So, y'all, again, I started the hour off with, hey, homies, for real, hey, homies, hug responsibly. Don't do an awkward hug bending over a patio and expect your friend not to hug your ribs, and it's gonna hurt. It hurts so bad. I'm not gonna lie, I woke up crying, and I'm like, sorry. Like, man. Oh, man. Anyway, so Show and Tellers, fun fact, September 2nd, Sad Daddy is going to be at Squeeze Box. Guess what I did? So, September 3rd, they're going to be in Little Rock. I knew about the Little Rock show before I knew about Squeeze Box. So I'm probably going to miss them at Squeeze Box, but I'm damn sure going to see them in Little Rock. I don't care if I got to, like, hitchhike my ass up there. I'm going to go see Sad Daddy. Because I need this dancing music. I need it. How can I not have it? Like, no. I need my Sand Daddy. I need my music. Live music is slowly becoming a thing because guess what's going on this week? And guess where I was 3 years ago today? 3 years ago today, I was at Backwoods, or not Backwoods, shit. Quantum Flux, my first and only festival I've ever been to. I was 27. I'd never been to a festival, and that was the first one I went to, and I was like, all right, bet. So, it was really fun. I miss it so much. But yeah, Backwoods is going on this weekend, and I don't know if y'all heard, but local band Turtle Rush is gonna be taking stage, and I am so jelly. Alan came into the store the other day because he also owns Tasteful Nudes, which is a local ramen, food truck. That's it. Words. Sorry. Words don't work sometimes. But it's a food truck. And so he come in and he was getting supplies for his truck and everything. And I was like, bro, I am so mad right now. And he goes, why? Is it not a good day at work? I was like, oh, it's never a good day at work. I was like, but y'all are going to be at Backwoods, and I'm going to be at work. Like, I don't get to see my boys, my turtle boys. Them's my men. I love them. So, nope, I don't get to go see them, but maybe next year I'll get to go. So, fingers crossed we can keep it up. That song didn't spook. What the hell? I don't know. Oh, God. I hurt, y'all. I can't do this. So, anyway, before Show and Tellers, we had Boobala with Mr. Sam Pace and the Gildy Grit. You ever get the chance to see them live, they put on a hell of a performance, and his music, whatever, is just, something about that music makes you want to fight or make love, and it's, either is acceptable. Ow, that hurt. Oh, now I'm bleeding. That was dumb. Anyway, so, before that, we had ZZ Top with I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide, and I'm still upset over Dusty's passing. Like, man, I never got to see ZZ Top live. Never will. Breaks my heart. One day. I'll never see Slipknot live. That breaks my heart. And before ZZ Top, you had Train with their cover of Thank You by Led Zeppelin off of the Train Does Led Zeppelin 3. Sorry, I can't count. Oh, God. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to move. I'm trying to, like, get comfortable, and there's no way of getting comfortable, and I have to do this for 4 hours. Oh, God. I hurt. Anyway. Before Train, we had Mannequin Mistress with Turtle Rush, and even though she ain't real, she makes me feel like a man. She doesn't lie, and she doesn't steal. Or doesn't cheat, and doesn't steal. Man. Once I get everything situated and figured out and everything, I want to get Turtle Rush in the studio. I want to have an interview with them because their lyrics, like, I read them and I sing them and I'm just like, man, these songs are so haunting, but they're so beautiful. Like, oh, and just to see them live, for whoever is going to Backwoods this weekend, please throw down for me, because I would be there, but unfortunately I have to be a responsible adult. Right now I don't think I could go with my ribs like this. I would die. Just straight up yeet. Anyway. How about I kick you guys off with some of those darlings with their song Two Two Two, because you're too, too, too much fun. And when you're gone, clouds cover the sun. Actually, wait, no, I'm not going to start you off with that. Let's see. Nope. Nope. I promised you a new Pokey LaFarge tune, and that's what I'm going to give you, because Pokey LaFarge is my man. All right, I may have a boyfriend, but I got a man. That's Pokey LaFarge. He my man. And if you haven't seen him, and I think it's The Devil's Hand or something like that, it's a movie on Netflix. It's search Pokey LaFarge and it'll come up. But he is in it, and it's so funny because I was watching my mom and my brother. And he's in a wheelchair, and like, you don't hear anything about his story later. And I'm just like, what'd they do to my husband? Where my husband at? My husband's still in a wheelchair, and I gotta go find his ass. Like, I'm weird. Okay? Anyway. So, I'm going to play you some new Pokey LaFarge. That album, be on the lookout, because next month, September 10th, his new album will be coming out, and I think I'm going to go ahead and pre-order it, because I love Pokey LaFarge, and I don't have any of his albums. I'm a firm believer that if I go see a band, I have to buy a CD, because that's the only way I do it. So, if I don't see a band, I don't buy a CD, and since COVID, or since Rona and everything, I can't go get CDs, but I think I will online, or pre-order this one online, because it seems promising. I've heard some of some of the tracks off the album. Get It Before It's Gone, Fine to Me, y'all, I'm all about it, and just his voice, his sound, I respect good music, and Pokey LaFarge is definitely good music. Like, his name's kind of funny, but it's always the funny names that have the best sounds. I'm just saying. So, this is one of Pokey LaFarge's new singles off of his album coming out next month, September 10th. This is going to be Fine to Me by Pokey LaFarge here on 102.5 KUHS. You are tuned in and spaced out to Undiscovered and Undefined. Thanks for hanging with me, y'all. I know the music's a little crazy, but did you expect anything normal on this show? God, I hope not, because I love to disappoint.
Well, got a little story for y'all. It goes like this.
And I set my fingertips and I ain't gonna let it go. You put a spring up in my strong. I got a new way of walking.
to my crowd jump when I turn up the fader. I ain't got nothing but love for a hater. But try to shut us down and you get the.
Yeah. Change the world, you gotta start with yourself. what's inside your soul. Baby, let the music take control. Be yourself because opinions are a lot like assholes. Everybody's got them at the bottom and most of them are full of shit. The only one you need to be concerned with is your own. Take good care of it. Quit talking bad about yourself. You know the truth is all those bullies got their hate from somewhere.
Just 42, 5 to 6 Thursdays. It's the Godfather's Always in the Belly of the Beast. Tune in, KUHS, LP Hot Springs, 979, DJ Spookatoo.
Always there when you call.
KUHS Community Radio Hot Springs. Yeah.
So if you ever need, like, feel-good music and, like, you're really feeling down and out about yourself, like, oh, I hate my life, I hate this, I got nothing to look for, listen to music. I'm just going to say it. Listen to music. Muck Sticky is a prime example of that. He's a kid's album. He's a dirty, weird, and wacky man. I love it to death. But for real, look up music. Like, anything. It's like, the other day I was leaving work and I put on a Lamb of God album and I was like, sacrament, redneck bitches. So I was rolling down Central, listening to Lamb of God. Sometimes I'm rolling down Central, listening to Adam Fawcett singing about Central Avenue. So, I mean, it's a thing, you know. That was Muck Sticky with Nobody Else But You. And honestly, I don't know why people rag on him so much. Yeah, his voice is kind of weird, but I'm all about voices. My voice isn't that great. I mean, I like the ones that kind of have, like, the raspy voice to them, and they're like, I have a thing for voices, I'm sorry. My man got a cute voice, and I can say it, because God, almost fell. Oh, I don't like my ribs hurting. This hurts. I'm trying not to be a big baby on the air, but God, it hurts. Who the hell is making noise next door? So I'm not used to squeeze box being open, because usually they're closed. They usually are closed like Monday and Tuesday, so I don't get to see them a lot. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh, well, there's noises next door, but it's really cool to see them. Like, I'm so excited. But, forgot what I was talking about. I'm sorry, y'all. So earlier I was going on a YouTube music rabbit hole. And I found a band. I don't like most of their other songs, but this cover song, though, wow. Like, wow. It blew my damn mind. They're called Southern Raised. And it looks like it's four siblings, maybe. They all look kind of the same. But it's like two girls and two guys. And the skinny dude, I watched the video. The skinny dude has a voice. Oh, my God. Like, does Tennessee Ford proud. Like, I could not be happier. Like, oh, I've heard 16 Tons covered by a bunch of bands. I've heard it covered by ZZ Top. Heard it covered by the Hoot and Hollers featuring Dead Soldiers, who I've seen both of those bands. They're freaking amazing. Love them. Shout out to you. Can't wait to see you. But this band, Southern Raised, I fell in love with it. I was like, yes, this is a hella tribute. It's not a tribute, but it's the best thing close to it. So I'm going to let y'all listen to this. I'm going to go find some more groovy tunes for you guys. Maybe some new music. I've been kind of listening to some new music because I like people that share music with me. Music is a love language for me. Like, if you share music with me, you got my heart. You got me. You friggin' got me.
damn, and I was not trying to get got, but I got got. Wasn't even looking, like, just got. Just, yeet, gun, got me. Got him. Anyway, so enjoy this cover song from Southern Rays. It's 16 tons, and it's hella amazing. So, you guys, enjoy. I will be right back. You're tuned in to Space Talk with me, Lacey Lou, here on 102.5 KUHS.
Company store. Whoa. Load 16 tons, and what do you get? Whoa. Another day older, deeper in debt. Oh, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel, I walked through the mine. I loaded 16 tons, number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you owe 16 tons, and what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. You owe 16 tons, and what do you get? Whoa. Another day older, deeper in debt. Whoa.
Thank you. Tickets are on sale now for the 17th annual Valley of the Vapors Independent Music Festival, taking place Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, 2021, at Cedar Glades Park in Hot Springs. VOV features live music, camping, hiking, vendors, disc golf, mountain biking, and more. Check out valleyofthevapors.com for details.
You're listening to KUHS LP Hot Springs Solar Power Community Radio.
Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Send you wanted a diamond ring. Around you, you need a friend, I might as well be here. My mask on. Kiss you with my eyes. 501 show, bringing you the latest and greatest from the UK, mixed with the best of soul, jazz, funk, and anything else that tickles my fancy.
KUHS LP Hot Springs 102.5 on your FM dial.
Out of state, out of town, out of mind, it is KUHSradio.org. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for listening, because y'all make it awesome. Like, I love doing this. Like, this is my thing. Like, I've always told everybody, you know, music speaks when words fail, and damn if that ain't the truth. Rainbow Girls said it all for me. Yes, that was the Rainbow Girls with Old Fashioned Passion. I like it. Before that, I had Groovy Ghoulies with Zombie Crush, because if you don't want me staring at you night and day, I'm sorry, baby, you just gotta, like, poke my eyes out or, like, sew them shut. Like, I can't help it. I like looking at you. You're cute. Oh, my God. Before that, we had Girlfriend by Repeat Repeat, and I'm here to tell you, that song is so cute. I heard it live, and, I went and saw them at Maxine's one night, and I was telling the girl I was talking to at the time, I was like, hey, I'm going to send you a video from the show, and she's like, all right, cool. And I didn't know anything about this band, but they started playing that one, and they started talking about being a girlfriend. And my idea of being a sweetheart was sending this girl a video of the show, of the band, when they're singing Girlfriend, and I was like, singing along with it, I was like, won't you be my girlfriend? I got a straight no. Like, nope. And I was like, damn, that really hurts. So I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm a little hopeless, but I'm such a romantic. And I was like, man, like, that was so, I did that so sweet. Like, won't you be my girlfriend? No. Damn, okay. Shot my shot and shoot myself in the foot. But I still love that song. Still one of my favorites. And what's funny is when I went to that show, I bought myself socks. They said Repeat Repeat on them, and I never found them. I don't know where the hell they went, but I had Repeat Repeat socks. I love socks. So before that, we had Must Be a Reason by Pokey LaFarge, and there must be a reason. It's because you're the same kind of crazy as me, and we go together like peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter. All right, sorry. And before Pokey LaFarge, we had Never Shout Never with Trampoline. So I'm here to tell you, oh my God, I cried. So Ryan sang it to me, and I'm sitting in the car. Thank God it was dark, because I'm over here crying like a bitch. Like, man, oh my God, I was crying so hard, and I was trying not to show him, and I was like, God. One, he's singing to me, and I love it. But two, like, I am torn up from a past, from a terrible relationship, and he sees that every now and then. So, PTSD from relationships is a real thing. Talk to your, if you're with somebody and, like, there's things you're worried about, if they truly care for you, they'll listen and they'll comprehend and they'll understand what you're going through. Because I straight up told him, I was like, look, I have some things I'm still dealing with. I don't know how to handle them. Like, there was one time, I don't tell a lot of people, but on the, I'm telling it on air because I think it was a dick. Anyway, carry on. There was one time I took a picture. Ow, my ribs! Shit, my ribs. I went to take a picture of him. Not Brian. Chase, guy from years ago. Went to take a picture of him. And he straight up turned around with me, the worst look in his eye, and told me, do not ever take a picture of him or post about him because he would destroy our relationship. He would just end it. And I'm still shell-shocked about that, I guess. So it's a whole ass thing. Like, it's just, talk to your partner, because if they really care and they, like, truly give a shit about you, they'll be like, okay, I won't do that. Like, I told him last night at the bar, I was like, man, I want to take pictures with you. I was a little drunk. I said it. I was like, I want to take pictures with you, but I'm scared. And, like, literally told me I had nothing to be scared about. So that helped. That helped so much. Thank you. He's also on a camera ninja. I take pictures of people. I don't like candid shots where you can tell it's fake as hell. I like pictures where you catch them in their raw, in their natural element, or environment. Not element, environment. Their natural environment. Like, I like taking pictures of people when they're sleeping. That's a thing for me. I'm sorry. I'm creepy. I'm sorry. I'm a creepy girl. I'm a creepy girl. Anyway. Yeah, so no. So just talk with your partner. Talk about the things that you're scared to talk about, because chances are they can be scared too. I am deathly afraid, but at the same time, I'm like jumping in both feet. Why not? Let's do this. If it blows up in my face, it blows up in my face, and I should have done it in the first place, but hey. Anyway, so on that sweet ass note, oh yeah, I didn't go through the rest of the list because I got sidetracked. So before Trampoline, we had the Ramones with I Wanna Be Your Boyfriend, and I like that song. So, he asked me on Friday the 13th, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I'm like, oh my god, my witchy season! I'm a witchy woman, and I have a witchy season, but I think it would have been cute. Like, I know you can't plan things like that, but it would have been cute if it had been like, just started singing, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, and we've been like, I would have been sold, been like, yes, please, yep, you sang my favorite band to me, I'm probably just gonna, like, turn into a puddle, I'm just gonna bloop, bloop, done, puddled it up, puddled, and to kick off that was Everything by the Dolly Rots, because I'll give you everything, call you pet names no one knows, oh wait, the first part was, damn, I'll go with you to your favorite shows. I don't remember the words. I know what I'm saying. You can't hear me? Yeah, I'm talking on the radio so you can hear me. I'm getting all weird. Weird. Anyway, yeah, no. Anyway, so I'm going to go play a song because, like I said, music is one of my many got me all tongue-tied and tipsy. Music is one of my love languages, and chances are, if you send me a song, if he sends me a song, and he did, I was at work, and I was running back shrink, and I was like, okay, let's see what he sent me. He sent me a Never Shout Never song, and I love Never Shout Never. I remember being like 21 years old and like loving the hell out of this, because it was so sweet. I was like, oh, I love it. I'm like, bye. But, so I'm at work, and this customer comes up to me, and I'm just kind of like bebopping around, happy, giddy, smiling, doing my girly girl thing, and this customer, Ice Guy, I call him Ice, because he wears like Ice shirt, and he works at Ice, at the Ice Company, so I call him Ice, and he walked up to me, he's like, hey, we don't need you hearing that kind of music in here, and I was like, bitch, get away from me, I am happy, do not destroy my mood. And, like, just go back to singing and dancing. And he was like, carry on, then. Thank you, Ice. So, oh, my ribs. Like, I'm so happy right now, but, like, my damn ribs hurt. Oh, God. Like I said 2 hours ago, hug responsibly, because this shit hurts. Like, I did not know how bad this was going to mess me up. I knew how bad my gallbladder was going to mess me up, but not my ribs. Like, there's no helping it. There's no breaking them back. No, there's nothing. But I do have a sweet man that takes care of me, so I'm okay. I like it. Anyway, so, I'm going to play the song he sent to me, because I'm all about it, and it makes me happy, so. And you know why I'm going to play it? Because it's super duper cute, and I just can't stand it. Ow! Okay. Oh, enjoy this sweet, happy, giddy tune, because I am a happy-ass girl, and y'all are going to deal with it, so I'll be right back. KUHS, you're tuned in and spaced out to Undiscovered and Undefined here till 10 o'clock tonight with the infamous, rebellious, and mischievous Miss Lacey Lou. Enjoy this sweet and super duper cute tune.
Baby, I love you, I never want to let you go. The more I think about, the more I want to let you know that everything you do is super freaking cute and I can't stand it. I've been searching for a girl that's just like you. Cause I know that your heart is true. Just to make it through another year.
heart was a beat. Baby, they're tumbling down. You didn't even put up a fight. You didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had doubt. Sitting in the light of your halo, got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking is the risk that I'm taking. And I'm never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your face. Maybe I can feel your halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more. It's written all over your face.
Yeah.
walls are built, baby, they're tumbling down. They didn't even put up a fight. I didn't even make a sound.
One more try to make that dollar bill. George cooked up his meat.
So I'm not going to say I'm aggravated. So I'm kind of aggravated. Chris was awkward. Apparently she's not going in today. And I was sitting there and she was like, hey, I'm in the group chat. What are you doing today? And I was like, oh, you know, just chilling at home, hanging out. And, like, I was sitting there and I made it like Ryan wasn't there. And she still, she was like, yeah, I'll be right over at your house in a second. Went over to some chick named Melissa's house. I've never before, but I fucking remember. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the radio show, so I'll see you there. But here's 6:30. I haven't seen her. I haven't heard from her. But in the last video I sent her, it was me, and I was laughing about something with Ryan. And I clicked it on him, and I said something about Alyssa being cute. And she's like, oh, yeah, she's single. And I was like, I'm not. I have a whole-ass boyfriend. So, I don't know. I don't think Chris likes it. I don't think Chris likes anything else. Chris.
Are on sale now for the 17th annual Valley of the Vapors Independent Music Festival. Taking place Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, 2021, at Cedar Glades Park in Hot Springs, VOV features live music, camping, hiking, vendors, disc golf, mountain biking, and more. Check out valleyofthevapors.com for details.
You're listening to Hot Springs' only solar-powered community radio station. That's right, KUHS, LP, 102.5 FM.
Hello, hello, hello. So, I'm back. That was Joe Sundell with Dollar Bill. And for those that don't know who Joe is the banjo player of Sad Daddy. And that song, they play it live, and it's amazing. I love it, because there's even a kazoo solo. So... oh, God. Oh, God. No. Hug responsibly. I can't stress this enough, y'all. Coughing hurts. It really hurts. So, when I go see Sad Daddy in the first weekend of September, I'm going to take my kazoo with me. And I'm going to play them a bunch of songs, and we're going to have a kazoo fest. Like, it's going to be fun as hell. Oh, God. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm hurting, like, for real. This hurts, and there's nothing they can do. I can only suffer. And so, stop talking about Jesus, and we're suffering here below. Trust me, I'm suffering. But it's okay. So, where I work is a grocery store, and we always hear the same damn songs over and over and over and over again. Like, there's songs on my normal playlist that I skip because I'm like, nope, I heard it at work. I don't want to hear it again. But I can tell you that the day Kroger decided to start playing Paramore and Fall Out Boy, bitch, my little emo heart was so happy. As soon as I heard Sugar Were Going Down, I started busting in the store, and I was like, damn, I'm more than you bargained for. Yep. Everybody's like, what is wrong? And I was like, I've been dying to tell you. And they're like, stop. And I'm like, I just keep going. But when we played, started playing Paramore's Misery Business, I was like, ooh, are they going to say whore? No, they do not say whore. Because she said, you know, second chances never matter. People never change. Once a whore, you're nothing more. And I'm like, they got to play it. No. But when they started playing Fall Out Boy and Paramore, I liked Working a Grover for a while because we played two Ramones songs. The only two Ramones songs everybody knows. I Want to Be Sedated and Blitzkrieg Bop. That was the only two songs we played. But I was happy to have my punk rock music. Like, yeah, punk rock, Lace is so happy. Now, yay, emo Lace is so happy. But anyway, tell you what, we were start playing Never Shout Never. Oh, my God. I mean, I'll lose my crazy mind. But we also played Cake. Yeah, we played Cakes. You're never there. You're never, ever, ever, ever there. Anyway. So it makes me happy. Well, we have this one song that I am just, anytime it comes on, I don't know the whole song. I didn't know who it was by. All I remember is in the song, we're just going, hey, mama. Hey, mama. And so I finally looked it up, and I like it. And it's by Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats, which if you don't know who they are, they sing that song, Son of a Bitch. Where he's like, son of a bitch, give me a drink. One on that, it's can't be me. Yeah, I'm a lyric person. I'm a song person. So if you don't like it, you can just change channels and yeet, bye. I don't care. Anyway, so, God, is it still sending that video? Send, damn it. It was a cute little video. God, I'm so mad. I know my phone didn't, my minutes didn't run. I don't know why the hell my phone's being stupid. But anyway, so, worst case scenario, I'll delete it. So, anytime I see or hear something and I think of my mom, I'm like, hey, mama. So now, if my mom is listening, which she should be, she had to go have a shot in her hand because she might have to have surgery. She didn't tell me she had to get a shot. She just walked in, and then the doctor is like, hey, we're going to boop, shoot your finger, and there you go. So she's got to go back in 4 weeks and have that done. And I feel so bad for her because, like, she had to deal with me when I had to do my eye injections, and Jesus Christ, that was terrible. I don't wish that on anybody ever. I do not. Eye injections are terrible. You should play, hey. I'm fixing to play, hey, mama, mama. Mama, I'm fixing to play it. Like, that's what the story was leading up to. God, y'all getting ahead of me. Stop. Anyway, so, yeah, no, mom's all like, hey, you should play Hey Mama for me. But, bitch, I was fixing to. Stop it. Stop it. I love you. Mm-hmm. What you think? Talking shit now? Talking shit? No, it's Facebook. You send it to me in two different texting platforms. Mom, I'm gonna do it. So, Mom, are you listening or are you listening? Because, like, either way is cool, but I'd rather you listen than list all the songs I'm playing. That's my job. So, I'm a dick. I'm so mean and I know it, but I love it. So I'm gonna text her and be like, listening? So now I have two people I care about that are listening. Thank you. I know, Mom. I hear you. Wait, you're here? Like, are you here at the station with me? Mom, are you going to the station? I was going to bring my baby. He's sleepy. I'm sleepy, too. But my ribs hurt. They hurt so bad. What was funny is trying to keep a fat cat off my body. And I'm like, I could not. That cat is so mean. That's a hot dog. That's funny. I'm a dork. No. Damn it, Mom. Got my hopes all up. Thought you were at the show with me. But she's listening. She's listening on the, listening to me on the radio, so I'm going to pick on her. But if I come there, I'm yet telling you jokes. What? You're not making any sense. If I come there, I'm yelling you jokes. You're yelling me jokes? Mom, are you drunk? No, she's not drunk. She just told me she's not telling me jokes. All right, tell me jokes. My life is a joke because, you know what? I have a song for that, too. So I love how everybody's like, oh, there's an app for that. There's an app for that. I'm the musical version, and I'm like, oh, there's a song for that. So, Life's a Joke by The Nude Party. Oh god, I hurt.
Woman, I swear to god, you blow my phone up. I will make you laugh and it will hurt.
No. No, you can't do that, but I can tell you a really sweet thing. I was laying there and I was like not really feeling like getting up. I knew I had to go do the radio show. Why the hell did those songs not move up to the top? Damn it, phone. Anyway, so I was sitting there and Ryan's like, I'm gonna put in a movie and we're just, you know, chill out and hang out. And he's like, what are you gonna watch? I was like, I don't really care. So he put in a movie. Y'all wanna guess what he put in? Like, it was so sweet. Like, I was like, oh, damn it, you! Damn it! He put in Too Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, and I'm here to tell you, I'm quoting all that damn movie. That's my shit. And I have the movie poster, so, like, I kind of scored points, because he's like, oh, like, yeah, yeah, you don't even know. Like, this has been my favorite movie since, like, forever ago, since my mom first introduced me to it, so I love it. But anyway, let me get these songs lined up. But I am gonna play that Hey Mama for my mama, because I love finding songs for my mom. Like, Hey Mama, it's funny because it's all the only lyric I know to the song is Hey Mama, and the way he says it is so funny. It's Hey Mama. I'm just gonna sing it all the time. All right, so I'm going to play you some Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats with Hey Mama here on 102.5 KUHS. So here it is. I've been here for almost 3 hours. Still haven't heard from Chris. Haven't seen Snapchat or anything. So you know what? It's fine. It's fine. She wants to be upset that I'm dating you. And wow, that person was really fast on the bike. Damn. Like it was like a flash. Woo! Anyway. Fuck her, man. Like, she, I don't know why the fuck she gotta be like this. Like, I'm happy as fuck. Happy for their grandma. Wow, why the fuck can't she understand? Why can't she realize that? Like, I was really kind of hoping to see my best friend today. But you know what? Fuck her. Fuck her. Hey, mama! Oh, sorry.
You picked the bad time to listen to me. just stand beside your sweet Adelaide. I'd spend the concentrate.
Not even after that, I was gonna call her, I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna home and make
like the radio station. I was like, you know, you want you to come over to the house, or you can meet me at the radio station and hang out there. Please explain to me how it is almost 10 o'clock and this bitch still has yet to come see me at my job. She still hasn't said anything. It's been 3 fucking hours. She ain't said nothing. But she stopped at this girl Lisa's house, and so I was like, oh, Lisa, Tina, don't you? Tina, I like that. And Chris goes, oh, she's single. And I was like, I'm not single. I have a whole ass boyfriend. Like, what the fuck? So Chris is just, I think she's jealous or transphobic. I don't fucking know, but I'm not ready to just end the friendship with her. Or just put her on a back burner like she does me. Like, I can see she's got kids, and she told me 3 hours ago, yeah, I'll come by and see you, I'll come by and see you. Like, I even told Brian, I was like, put a shirt on, take a dick off. My girl coming over. But still, nothing from her. Not a damn thing. No text, no phone, no call, no snap. So, fuck it. Whatever.
Just give me one drop, you take one too. I wanna see what you do.
Angry lovers and wondering why I'm tired of feeling so bad for having so having such a good time.
I don't care about pride. I don't care, I wanna call you. I don't care, I've gone off the rails and crazy falling for you. Well, I promised him I was never stray, but I'm thinking about you every day. Now I'm standing here outside your door. I just can't fight this anymore. Love is love. You
about Ryan before ever meeting him. And that's what pissed me off. I'm starting to wonder if he's transphobic and if he is, then that's no friend of mine because I really fucking like this guy. I mean, I adore the fuck out of him. I told you he carried me to bed last night. I think fuck. I was laying at the time. He's a real man. I'm like, no, I'm fucking not at first. I literally want to cry. And the part of them cried. But he took care of me, and I like him. So this probably just jealous because her man's like, her man's the worst. And even Ryan's like, dude, Michael is not the best man for her. Like, he is terrible. And I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking, I'm like, no, maybe he is good for her. Because they're both shitty people, obviously. Even Mindy made mention that, you know, she wanted to be Chris to be her daughter or bridesmaid. And Chris straight up said, I don't wear dresses. This is a costume party. It's a costume wedding. As long as you don't dress up like that Catwoman or Batman, you're fine. So for Chris, Chris is being kind. I do not appreciate it. Like, I even told Brandon, he told me he's like, you know what? I think I'd feel better meeting Mindy than I would Chris because Chris has already formed an opinion about me. I was like, yeah, Chris does not like you, and I cannot fucking figure out why, unless maybe she's jealous. Maybe she's got a little girl crush on me. I don't fucking know, but it's not fair.
Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. on KUHS.
KUHS, LP, Hot Springs, Arkansas. 102.5, solar-powered community radio.
All right, I got about 20 more minutes left in here, so gonna hang out and chill out. Bye, dude. Have a good one. Who else at the door? Oh, it's a guy from Sweet Box. Sorry, I can't see. I had a puppy outside. His name is Simon, and he's so sweet. He has, like, a cup of water, and he spilled another cup, and, like, I was sitting there trying to help him drink it, and he kind of tilted his head back, and I was like, so help me God, if this dog drinks like a human, I'm gonna lose my shit. So, he didn't, but it was so cute, if he would've, but he's a good puppers. I like him. Anyway, so that there was a hailstorm covering the Beatles, I Want You, She's So Heavy. And, oh my God, I have to say, I love Hailstorm. I really do. When they first came out, they were badass. But as time and years have come by, it seems like they're just a cover band, kind of like Five Finger Death Punch has turned into. So, not talking shit, speaking facts. Now, if you're going to do all these cover songs, don't call yourself a real name. Call yourself a tribute band. Just saying. So, before Hailstorm, there was a Day to Remember with Have Faith in Me, and I can honestly say I have never listened to Day to Remember or Bring Me the Horizon or anything like that. And I love it. Like, it's so sweet. I like it. I grew up on Hollywood Undead, okay? Like, bitches, I hope you know. I'm just saying. So whenever Ryan rides in the car, man, I feel so bad because I'm like wilding out on my jams. Like, sitting here singing, bitches, I hope you know. And then, God forbid some Insane Clown Posse come on, because then I'm going to be rapping the whole thing. Like, man, I'm a whole ass vibe. Like, I'm a whole ass mess. He tells me, he's like, I'm a mess, and I'm like, I am a rainbow shit show, so what you want? But I enjoy the hell out of it. It's sweet. But yeah, no, so I feel bad for him, because, like, I'll be sitting there just like, you get banjos once, like, for 3 minutes, and the next thing you know, you got, like, I got 5 on it. So it's really weird. My music's all over the place. Just like me. It works. Before A Day to Remember, we had Grace Potter with Love is Love. And love is love. Like, love who you love. Love who you love. And honestly, if you're happy with who you're dating or who you're in love with, that's awesome. Because guess what? That relationship you're in is you and theirs. Not you and your friends, not you and your family, you and them. That person that you're with, that's your person. That's the person you're going to call for if you need any help. If you can't get up, help, I've fallen, I can't get up. That person's going to be there for you. I am dealing with something right now, and it's honestly, it's taking a toll on my mental health. Like, it hurts me because my best friend was like, hey, I'm going to come see you today. And it's like, as soon as she saw who I was with, she's like, nope. Nope. It's been 3 hours. And I'm not trying to put my personal business out there, but, like, you know, if your friend is happy with who they're dating, but you don't like who they're dating, yes, voice your opinion. But if you haven't met said person friend is dating, do not voice an opinion about this person that you have not met. I mean, that is just so shallow. It's rude. It's shallow. Like, I didn't like, there's some friends I have that I didn't like who they were dating, but you don't hear me talking shit about them. Yeah, I mean, I will, because I talk shit, that's what I do, but you don't hear me sitting there, like, ignoring them and not hanging out with them. I still make the effort to hang out with my friends and be with them, so it hurts me, because I'm one of those, like, look, as long as you're happy, I'm happy for you, but the moment you're not happy, we'll go burn this dude's house down. But when it comes to me, my friends are like, oh, well, I just don't like him. I just don't. What? Are you, do you have some kind of phobia against my man? My person? My man? Do you have a phobia against him? Like, voice your opinions regardless of how I feel, but do not form an opinion on somebody if you have not met them. I mean, even if you're just judging them based on looks, no. Because guess what? I look just as weird as he does, okay? And so she's kind of, I feel like my friends have shown their true colors, and, you know, I'm not about it, but hey, weed them out. Weed them out and get rid of them, because that's, if they're going to act like that, that's people I do not want in my life. So, with that being said, I'm going to play this song that I found on YouTube, because I went on a YouTube rabbit hole of music, and it's not aimed towards anybody, I just thought it was a hilarious song, but now that I've talked about my problems and everything, I'm like, oh, maybe the song isn't appropriate. But you know what? It's appropriate. So, this is Paul Thorne with his song, It's a Great Day to Whoop Somebody's Ass. And I'm in love with this song. I can't help it. It's adorable. So, y'all, stay tuned in, stay spaced out. I got another 15 minutes left with y'all, and I'm going to fill it up, fill the air with as much music as I possibly can. So, stay tuned in, stay spaced out. Lacey Lou will be right back.
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right? Your wife starts bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cocky if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. Just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought the help was on the way. But when he saw that tattoo in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cock.
I'll tell you what,
if
Brandon?
You cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
Brandon better realize what a fucking
when I finally made it to work,
I had to show him what a fucking
I was 15
minutes
late.
I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. It's a great day.
I will whoop his ass. It's a great day to whoop somebody's ass.
It's a bad day. So you better get off of my back. You might get cold, cock. If you cross my path, 'cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. I had to sing it with my eyes closed to hide my shame.
Folks, this next one we're going to do for you, I'm going to do it at the nightclubs like this. So next time I'm playing the local county fair, don't y'all come out there expecting to hear this.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun. Lay in the tall grass like what I've done. Put in the blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun. Rub your toothbrush on a sick monkey's butt. Give your phone number to some perverted nut. Tell everyone how much you weigh just for fun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun. Lay in the tall grass like what I've done. Put in the blister.
Call my name out loud.
Do you suppose that I would come running? Do you suppose I'd come at all? I suppose I won't. And if we were walking down the dead end street, would you be the one to let our eyes meet? Or would you just keep on walking down till the turnaround? 'Cause you know I'd be proud if you'd call my name out aloud. If you'd call my name out loud, do you suppose that I would come running? Do you suppose I'd come at all? I suppose I would. Still show, and if you are walking out the cold night coming, would you call my name? 'Cause you know I come running if you call my name out loud. If you call my name out loud, do you suppose that I would? Suppose I come at all. You know I would. You know I would. You know I would. You know I would. I'd come running. I'd come running. If you'd call my name out loud.
7:30 to 3:30 weekdays. Open 9 till 3 weekends. Small batch, single origin, coffee, roastery.
Red Light Roastery is open 7 days at 1003 Park Avenue. Landline at 609-9357. Details online at redlightroastery.com.
You're listening to KUHS LP, Hot Springs, Arkansas, 102.5, Arkansas's only solar-powered FM radio station.
And you're catching the last little bit of Undiscovered and Undefined every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. I bring you the most undiscovered, undefined, and the most interesting tunes you'll probably ever hear. Maybe not on this thing here, but you'll definitely hear some weird tunes, but this is Lacey Lou, and she will be signing off for the night. I am sore, I am in pain, I'm tired, I'm aggravated, but it's okay. I'll be fine. I'm just realizing some people just aren't who they say they are, and some people are just human shitbags. I believe that. So, how about I leave you guys with some spooky tunes, huh? Would you like to hear some Halloween music, since it's right around the corner? I mean, it's 69 days till Halloween, but I don't think I'll spoil it because I still have to go through that playlist and find all new music for y'all. So I think I'm just gonna leave you with some really cool music that I have. So let's see, how about Morphine? No, let's not do Morphine. I don't know, I've also some, let's do some Dead South. I like that one. Anyway, but first I'm going to end it with my favorite song, because it's a song about me, because I don't need your maybes, I need someone to dance with me, baby, okay? And I have a guy to dance with me, and it's so nice, it's nice, I love it, like, happiest I've ever been, can't lie, friggin' happy as shit, damn it, I wasn't wanting to get got, now I got got. But I'm happy with the way it turned out. So, you guys, stay tuned in, stay spaced out. There's more great music coming along the way. I will be back next Tuesday to bring you more tunes, maybe some old tunes that you haven't heard in a while, maybe some new ones. You never know. You gotta tune in and space out to find out who and what I'll be playing on the Undiscovered and Undefined show. So, peace of mind, self-love. I will see you next Tuesday. Peace of mind, guys. Self-love. Keep it creepy. Be kind to one another. Bye.
She said, I gotta keep my head right out of the clouds. They say I'll die, but they won't show me how. My skin is thick, but my knees are weak. I'll run away for a kiss on the cheek. Ow!
Out.